Welcome. Mike Powell is with us today via Skype from Annapolis. He's the Chief Innovation Officer for the state of Maryland under Governor Martin O'Malley. He previously worked for IBM as a consultant and was a city stat analyst for then Mayor O'Malley in Baltimore earlier in his career. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Andy.
The topic today is the Governor's Delivery Unit in Maryland. The link to its website is on the blog, and I'd encourage listeners to click on it while we're speaking and check it out. It presents 15 high-level and ambitious strategic goals related to things like jobs and education, violent crime, the use of renewable energy, and infant mortality. The website tracks performance to those goals in graph form and also discusses in writing the progress to date. For public managers and leaders at the state, local, and federal levels, it's an example of clearly and publicly setting goals and saying, these are benchmarks by which we're going to judge our own performance. Mike, tell us what you know about the origins of the Governor's Delivery Unit and how it relates to StateStat, which is another initiative of the O'Malley administration in which agencies come to the governor's office on a regular basis to review their performance and to discuss ways to improve that performance.
Sure. So I think the governor proudly took the idea from Tony Blair's administration in England. And the idea was to think about goals that were important kind of for the future of the state. Some of them are longer term, and mostly those who have a real impact on the people who live here. And so a lot of times in StateStat, in a good way, like you get in the weeds of things like how quickly can we do preventive maintenance on a state vehicle. But on these strategic goals, the idea was to set a really aggressive outcome goal. So, you know, violent crime is a great example. Reduce violent crime by 20% in 5 years. It wasn't about putting more cops on the street. It wasn't about making more arrests or doing anything like that. It was about the result that we wanted to get. And we've done that, you know, for 15 different goals. And so the idea is to be aggressive about identifying kind of where we want to be as a state with results that matter. And then, you know, the challenge, and it's my challenge, is to figure out how we're going to get there.
And Mike, the mechanisms in terms of staffing, who's focused on these goals on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, I assume there's a lot of connection with the StateStat staff?
It's very connected. And in fact, those teams, initially there was a governor's delivery unit team that was distinct from the StateStat team. And again, a little bit before my time, but at some point those teams kind of merged in a good way. So the analyst who is responsible for the state police or the Department of Public Safety is also kind of responsible for working on the public safety goals, which are violent crime reduction, homeland security, and things like that.
Yeah. One could see the StateStat process as the ongoing day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month management of agencies. There are cross-cutting issues also discussed in StateStat, but the delivery unit is really about raising up 15 goals and saying these are higher level, first priority, big issues that we want to tackle.
Yeah, and they're, so you're right. They're very kind of cross-departmental or collaborative in nature. And so I'll give you an example. This is a goal that's actually not up yet, but we're about to come out with a new goal, the first new goal I think that we've ever done, and that's around full employment for Maryland's veterans. And we have a Department of Veterans Affairs, but really the folks who are out there in state government working with veterans to help them find employment, sustain employment, and address any issues that would prevent them from being employed. It includes our Department of Labor, our Department of Health, the National Guard. Like, there are a variety of different places that are invested in this. And so the governor's delivery unit, part of that responsibility is to bring together all the different partners that'll help achieve the objective.
Anyone listening to this blog at the local, state, federal level knows well the concept of siloed agencies.
Yeah.
And we're all trying to think about ways to overcome that. One way is for an agency leader or an elected leader to raise up issues that are cross-cutting and say, how can we make progress and how can we get everyone at the table to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
So another question for you, Mike. I think elected leaders and managers out there may say, why be so transparent about not only one's goals, but about progress, because you're only going to invite political attacks or bad press if you don't make all your goals. Was that a concern for the governor and his team?
So it wasn't a concern of his, and I've heard him say before that, you know, when he thought about coming out with these goals, that people would say, oh, you don't want to do that because what happens if you don't meet it? And so the way he tells the story is he says, but what happens if we do? And then, you know, in a lot of cases, he's proud to say, like, we've went out and achieved those goals. In some cases, like, well exceeded those. So, you know, 5 years ago, somebody cautious would have said, well, publicly saying that your goal is to reduce violent crime by 20% over the next 5 years is a risky thing to say, because what if you don't meet it? And the reality is we reduce it 24%, I think, in 4 or 5 years. And when this year's final numbers are in, I think we're going to have exceeded that. And consequently, we're able to set another goal for violent crime to reduce it another 20% over the next 5 or 6 years. So there's certainly a risk in being transparent. But it's also the thing, I mean, it does put the pressure on people like myself and the rest of the administration to kind of, you know, to make progress on these things. And, you know, we are transparent about where we're not making progress fast enough. But again, I think that just encourages us to find new solutions and work a little bit harder.
Mike, my final question relates to advice for state, local, federal agency leaders or elected officials that might be interested in launching a similar results unit. How do you make this real? How do you make this something that has a sense of urgency about it for not only the governor's staff, but for others in state government? I assume that having this website linked to the governor's main webpage sends a signal, for one thing, that this is important, the goals that have been set are important, and it's something that he wants his own staff and everyone in state government and the public to pay attention to.
Right. He gets very upset with me if he ever goes to the Maryland.gov site and doesn't see the first thing that he sees should always be that link to the goals thing. And so I know you're going to give out the link to our site. But the reality is, if you go to Maryland.gov, the first thing you should see is something that says goals. And if it's ever not there, I get an email pretty quickly. Some of it is just attention, and it's the fact that it's important to the governor. But it also, like, to me, it is kind of the unifying thing around what we're doing in state government. And so there's a lot of process to this stuff. You know, with data collection, we meet regularly on these goals. We collaboratively develop delivery plans, which are all available online. So you can see, okay, we've said where we want to go. Like, what are the steps that we're going to take to get there? And then kind of how are we doing on those steps and things like that? And then once we've gotten there, you don't reduce violent crime 24% in a couple of years by accident. And we can point back to specific things that we did and kind of the impact that they had. So I feel like the governor, by setting aggressive outcome measures, being transparent about the progress that we're making on those and kind of owning responsibility for them, it serves to kind of unify the rest of us that work for him around stuff that's really important. I mean, I've said this before too, you know, in state stat, if we're not spending a majority of those meetings talking about, you know, strategies and tactics that are helping achieve one of those 15 strategic goals, I don't feel like that's time well spent. If all I do is try and identify and implement solutions that are going to make progress on those things, you know, like, I feel like that's time well spent.
It's a good point to underscore, which is that it's not only putting goals on the website, but there's a process behind it. There are people accountable in the governor's office for these. There's a state stat staff member who's in charge of each goal, am I right? So yeah. There's meetings. I mean, this is about putting up a goal, but then setting up a process really to achieve it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as I've looked at other places, I think it's certainly possible to say a goal for us is to kind of come up with a goal that's difficult to measure. I mean, I don't think people do this on purpose, but it's just easier to say, well, we kind of want to be better. We want to be safer. And then maybe throw up a couple of metrics that show progress or lack of progress, but without really owning it. And I think we've taken it a step or two beyond that, in that we're really going to own it. We're going to kind of relentlessly track our progress. We're going to hold people accountable for making progress on the things that are important to us.
Mike Powell, the Chief Innovation Officer for the State of Maryland. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Andy.